There ain't nothing wrong with them. All kind of makes and models out there now. You know, when I was little, we didn't have all the foreign cars. You know, we had Pontiacs and Studebakers and, oh gosh, there was a number of different automobile manufacturers, but everything was made here in the States. And, my first car, I had to buy it myself. Mom and Dad wouldn't help me. They even made me save the money up, you know, put it in a savings account and until I had enough there to buy a car. And not only that, I had to have my first year's insurance on it as well. But I bought a 1964 Plymouth Sports Fury. They didn't make but just a few of them. This was an automatic, but the automatic was in the floor. And when I went in the Navy, I went to California, and a guy out there, he bugged me to death until I sold it to him. And he took the 318 out of it and put one of them big Hemis in it. Took the automatic transmission out and then just butchered the floorboard, putting a clutch in it. And he dolled it up the way he wanted to. But, you know, Dale, I've often wondered, often thought, I'd love to have that car.
Oh, I'm sure. My first car was a 65 Mustang. And, daddy told me I couldn't have a car until I had enough money to buy the car, pay my insurance, buy the oil filter, do a oil change, and have a full tank of gas. He said, till I had all that, I wasn't ready to have a car. So I bought that car off of a preacher and gave him $350 for it.
Good deal. You could make a whole lot more than that off of it now if you still had it.
Oh, my goodness. That poor car, it went there and back, trust me. I went through three engines in that thing and wrecked it and everything else.
You and I drove a little bit alike. I don't doubt that whatsoever.
Oh, Lord. I got in trouble in a car more than I did any. In fact, all the trouble I ever got in when I was young was in a car.
Back then, we could go out on a date and take our girlfriends or whatnot out to get something to eat and take them to a movie and get soda and popcorn in the movie and put gas in the car and for $10 and still have money in her pocket.
Well, great date when Susan and I were dating. I'd carry her, get a good meal, and let's go to a movie and stuff and not spend but $20, and I thought that ain't bad. And the last 5 months that we dated, nearly 6 months, we spent remodeling a house because we'd bought a little old house. We'd planned on getting married. We went ahead and bought a house and completely remodeled it, and our dates were spent working on remodeling our house.
Just too cool. I did not know that. Well, congratulations on remodeling the house before you got married. There are not many ladies out there that are our age or close to us that would want to get out there and do all that manual labor remodeling the house.
Oh, I tell you what, I got a good one. I can't complain. And now I had good in-laws, too, because her daddy helped me a bunch with it. We refinished the cabinets. We redone the floors, put down floor cover, and we painted. We replumbed that house from the foot valve in the well to the end of the septic tank drain lines and stuff. And we done a lot to that little house, but now it was ours, and we're really proud of
it. In the world, but that is really neat that you and Miss Susan remodeled that house together. Of course, it means a whole lot more to you once you put your blood, sweat, and tears into it.
It does. we found out we were having twins, and we had to have a bigger house. But, Gary, I need to get out of here. Let somebody else talk. I didn't mean to tie you up so long. But looking forward to seeing you this coming weekend, Gary. You and Miss Joy have a wonderful remainder of the weekend, and I'll talk with you later. It's KK4SMB saying 73 to you and all on the net.
Looking forward to seeing you. I'll come in the Go Forth building, make sure I try to find you in there. If not, we'll look for you around the boneyard someplace. But don't know if I'm coming up Friday or Saturday, but it'll be one of the 2 days, and we'll look for you then. You take care. I enjoyed it. As always, we look forward to doing it again, Dale. Tell Miss Susan we said hello, and we'll talk to you a little bit later. 73, my friend. We have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Nope, my name is Larry, KC4SKD over here at Easley. Mr. Larry, what have you and Miss Rhonda been up to today there, young man?
DOS in the net. This is KC4SKD. After I came over and we looked at the car, I went and got some fruits. In a little store not far from the house, some muscadines or something, and some bananas. So I did that, got run to her booth from Taco Bell, and came back home, and I washed the truck, because where it sits out at the office, it gets tree sap stuff that drips on it, so I cleaned it up good. And there was a bee's nest out in the woods that Rhonda was telling me about. So after it got dark, I went out there and hopefully took care of the bees so that they won't bother anybody. And she had some work to do for the office today, so she spent most of her day sitting here doing paperwork. And what else did we do? Oh, we put that chicken in the crock pot, so hopefully we have a good Sunday dinner for tomorrow.
Sounds like you got to go play while Rhonda worked today. Now, that's not fair. But I understand, what went on there, too. So, I'm not going to say that you did not do anything, because you did. You went and got Miss Rhonda some supper and carried it back to her. And I'm glad you came by for a few minutes. You did a wonderful job on your car. And everything's working the way it's supposed to, and so you got all the wires hooked up back up to the right place, and I guess all the sensors are working, because you didn't say anything was wrong with it or wasn't throwing any codes or anything like that, so that's always a plus, and you did a really good job on your car, you really did. Glad you got those bees taken care of out in the backyard, out in the woods back there. I don't know if those were yellow jackets or what. Was they? I guess the nest was in the ground. Is that right?
Yeah, we went out there earlier today and identified where it was at, so that I could go back after it got dark and hopefully take care of them. I was real cautious walking out there in the woods. Tonight, I had a flashlight tied, strapped around my head, but I hope we don't see any more of them. Several years ago, I about got hurt. I was cleaning off a bank that was real steep, cleaning some trash off of it, didn't know it, about stepped on a yellow jacket's nest. There I was way up this bank, and they were hitting me like crazy, so I come running down the bank, about fell down it, fell out in the road, carpet coming, that had been it for me.
Well, we don't want that to happen. The last yellow jacket's nest I had, on the right side of the driveway, that little fenced in area is where I have my garden. It's kind of overgrown right now, but here a couple of years ago I had a yellow jacket's nest in the edge of the garden, and I did not know it was there, and I was out there running the tiller, and ran the tiller beside it, and of course that beating the ground like that, vibrating it, and the sound of the engine, and boy, them bees eat me up, I'm telling you the truth, so I I waited till late that evening after it got dark, and I knew where the hole was, and I went out there, and I had a little spray bottle that I'd put a quarter of a cup of gasoline in. I went out there and sprayed that, squirted that gasoline right down in that hole, and that was the last bees I saw. I didn't have any more trouble with them.
Surprise you there, not careful. I know one lady that was cutting grass with a push mower and ran up on a yellow jacket's nest. And she realized what had happened, and she just pushed the push mower right over the nest, and it was still running.
Well, she made them bees mad, didn't she?
I don't know how long it was before she went out there and got the mower. But I'll bet those yellow jackets thought, what in the world is this?
Yeah, I can imagine so. It's not really funny, but we have to laugh about it or we'll cry about it. There's a buddy of mine who put a post hole auger on the back of his tractor. And he was out there redoing his fence around his pasture. He dropped that auger down, and all of a sudden the bees come up, and he didn't know where they were coming from. They started popping him. He jumped off his tractor and left the post hole digger digging. And that thing went all the way down to the knuckle, and sitting there bouncing the front tires of the tractor. The front tires of the tractor is up in the air. And that tractor's still running, and the auger's still turning. But I don't know how long he let it do that before he went back and cut the tractor off. But he said he wasn't getting nowhere close to them bees again. They said they eat him up.
That day I found that nest, I don't know if any neighbors watched, but I was running back to the garage as fast as I can, and I was pulling my shirt off, and I got in the garage and stripped all the way down to my underwear and made sure none of them was on me, because I got hit 9 times. And they were, big welts coming up on me. And I called my doctor, told them what happened, and they told me, they said, take a shower, take you some Benadryl. They said, you're done for the day. You don't do any more work.
The best thing for you, for years and years ago, Joy and I were dating, and I went over to her house. We were going somewhere, and her dad was he was doing something out there on the under the carport. We normally went in and out the back door right there, at the carport door. But Joy told me to go to the front door, so I went to the front door. And they had an old-timey screen door on it. It wasn't a storm door. It was just a screen door. And Wasp had built a nest on that screen door. And I reached up and grabbed that screen door. And when I did, I got popped, I don't know how many times, on the back of the neck and the head and the ears. And I was like you. I went flying off that porch, jerking my shirt off, and Joy didn't know what in the world was going on, and I hollered at her, told her not to open the door, the screen door, and so she kept it shut, and she called her daddy, and my daddy came around there, and he saw what was going on, and he checked me out, and Joy came out the back door about that time, and she came around, and I said, go get a pair of tweezers and pull the stingers out. And so she did that, and I had several on my back. I don't know how many it was, but it was no fun. But you come out of your clothes real quick, don't you?
Absolutely. That is one panic situation. Anyway, I'm going to go ahead and sign with you for tonight, Gary. Good to see you today, and glad to get to see the car. And I got two more to work on. The truck and the 4Runner both have oil leaks. I got to think about what my chemistry teacher said in college. Says every time you pass course in chemistry, you're always rewarded with another course. Well, that's the kind of way I feel like with cars. I get one fixed. Then I got to start working on the other two. But good talking to you, Gary, and tell Miss Joy we said hello. KI4 DOS and the net, KC4 SKD.
Well, that chemistry teacher, he was talking about that oil leak. That's still chemistry, right? So you get to take another course in chemistry, trying to find that oil leak and all of that. But I wish you a whole lot of luck. I hate that you're having a little oil leak on two more vehicles, because that's not a good thing to have. But you catching it quickly and taking care of it. And before it turns into something major. So that's the main thing. That's the way I look at it. But then, Miss Rhonda, we said hello. Hope y'all have a wonderful weekend, what's left of it there. And enjoyed seeing you today. It just made my day when you came by driving your little car. But you take care, and we'll talk to you a little bit later. 73, my friend. We have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Sound like it's about going to wrap it up. It don't seem to have any more check-ins coming in. I got run out of ratures, so I'll call one more time for additional check-ins or comments for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
Well, see, I don't know if Dave minds or not, but give us a report on how Dave, W4DJW, is doing.
Just happened to be in luck there, young man. Talked to Dave this afternoon. He is doing well. He had his last treatments last week. He is starting his rehab. Back on his elliptical, doing a little exercise today. But the doctor has told him to take it real slow and easy with that. And he is listening to his doctors, and he said he didn't go back until the 23rd of September to go back to see his doctors then. So if all goes well between now and the 23rd of September, he's going to be in great shape. But he's in real good spirits, and he's recovering well, and that's about all I can say. Over.
Now and then I hear him come on here and check the announcements on here. I know he still lives, I hear him doing that, but I didn't know any more than that, so go ahead, carry on security. KI4LCI.
Well, thanks for asking, and like I said, I just happened to talk to him today. I called him, and we talked for about an hour, and so he's doing real well. But do appreciate you asking, Andy. Any other check-ins or any other comments for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI4DOS. I'm about to wrap it up this evening. I'll submit my net report, and then we'll close the net out. A grand total of 42 tonight, a little bit light, but you know, there's a lot of things going on a Saturday night, so hopefully there'll be more tomorrow evening. Y'all come back again tomorrow, and Mr. Patrick, KO4HKX, will be calling. Give him a good dose of rider's cramp. This is KI4DOS, now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Thanks for all those folks checked in with us. We will now return the repeater to normal amateur use. 73, good night, God bless. This is KI4DOS clear.